And gosh, these days he is, he's on fire with his teaching. No, he's teaching just about every week. And because he moved back to, he was away in Thailand for about 10 years and moved back to Amravati early this year, I think in January, I guess, and then, you know, getting acclimated, and, well, going through his quarantine and then getting acclimated, and then slowly starting to teach, and now he's teaching on a quadra at least once a week these days, if not twice. It's quite wonderful to see. Because on a certain level, you know, he's falling apart. He will be 87. He'll be 87 this summer. We're 15 years apart. And my birthday is the 26th of July. He's the 27th. So then, he'll be 87. You know, he's got an 87-year-old body. hearing's not so good. Eyes are not good at all. His balance is not very good. But his heart is bright, brilliant. And his ability to articulate and point to the essence of the... He's not talking a whole lot about... the details. He's talking about kind of the essence of things, and it's very beautiful. Because he spent a whole lifetime laying the foundations of all the nuts and bolts and the details, and it's keeps just coming back to the essence of it, and just the, you know, the reality of you know, as our doorway into liberation is through the ability of the heart to just know and see clearly. That is, and of course it, you can talk about it, explain it, splice and dice it all these different ways, but the essence of it is just this quality of ability to know and see clearly, and to not get lost, not get entangled, not complicate things too much. Which is a tall order, because we're so adept at complicating.